Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My lady, well, she's not mine, but she certainly is an important part of the program. I would identify Jay Kirshner, please. Everybody stand up and clap for Jay. Let's hear it for Jay. Yay,
oh,
Jay.
Stop.
Yeah. Co-host of the week or the month or the year. How's that grab you? I'm Doug Steffen.
I
always
like
to have company companionship here on the Good Day Ship. 7 past the hour. October 18th is upon us. You have questions about the day? You can share them with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Jay, through the course of the program, is always answering your questions. If you have something specific, help yourself as general, like, what is it you have for breakfast in the morning? They can probably make that work. Fruit and yogurt.
Yeah. Or a really important question. Do you pour the cereal first or the milk?
I pour the cereal first. Frankly, when I do have it. Here's the good news to start the hour with a Reddit user, Mike himself 29, shared a post entitled, "Found this under my office door, along with $6 in the Made Me Smile," regarding the Made Me Smile department. Let's see. This fellow found a note on the floor at his job a couple of months ago. The Reddit, this is something posted on Reddit, obviously. Fella whose first name is Mike works in an ice arena. Opened the note, finds $6 and an explanation. "Dear whatever, whoever, whatever, I was watching a practice, obviously, of a game. I saw somebody stick their hand up the vending machine and steal a Pop-Tart. I made a terrible decision. I reached up and grabbed the crackers and ate them."
Yeah,
the stranger
after being dared by others.
Somebody else. Yep. Yeah. So he did. They figured out how the kids do that, right? How to get
their
hands up.
Yeah, if your arm is small enough, you
small
can
enough.
Get up to that first row
first,
of things.
Yeah.
And they don't know who did this or who submitted the note and along with the $6 to pay for not only the crackers this person stole, but also for the Pop-Tart that somebody else stole. There's no camera, so they're not going to, like, find these people. And they say that that's a problem that a lot of people keep doing. But the thing is, assuming it's probably, like, a teen or a preteen or
a teenager.
Yeah. A small enough arm to get up there, but I guess he's conscious nonetheless, and submitting the $6, and the person who posted this, the Mike guy, Mike himself 29, said it was really only a dollar for each, for the Pop-Tart and for the crackers, so the $4, the remaining $4, was donated into a jug for local youth hockey league. Yep.
Good. All right. So there is goodness and light in the world, no question about that. I don't know whether this is considered political or not. You tell me. Congresswoman Anna Eshoo, E-S-H-O-O, has introduced the Identifying Propaganda on Our Airwaves Act. She says this will ensure broadcasters accurately disclose the identity of foreign sponsors on the air and enables you, the people listening, to make informed decisions about the things they're listening to. And I think this is a good idea, frankly. This legislation grants the FCC the authority to require those of us who are professional broadcasters, yes, we are professional broadcasters, to check the sources that actually identify foreign agents and their shell companies when entering into and renewing airtime lease agreements for sponsored programming. Okay, now, this is supposed to be something that regulates what we call infomercials, those half-hour or hour blocks that are sold by a lot of stations on the weekend, especially things that you're being sold or you're being told. There are a lot of people who have been really concerned about how to trust that the public airwaves are not, you know, being used by foreign governments. And I am one who's really on top of this. The Chinese government is controlling a number of stations from Mexico that get into America. So can't do anything about that because we can't do anything about what stations are owned, you know, by whom in Mexico. But we can here in America. There's a lot of crap. There's a lot of propaganda. There's a lot of BS. And worse than that, there's sedition on the part. You don't know whether it's a Chinese program or in Chinese or in Korean or in Spanish or in whatever language that somebody may care to use. You don't know what they're saying. And the FCC only acts, they only do investigations into things that come from listeners or people who complain. They don't go around the country listening to radio stations to see, oh, I wonder what's going on there. They only act if there's a complaint. And there have been some complaints, especially on the West Coast or on the southern border. There are stations, I know in Hawaii, I'm involved in ownership of a radio station on Kauai. There are a couple of stations that carry this program, so I know that on the islands that there are people concerned. There's the Democratic Senator Brian Schatz, who along with Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee have introduced companion legislation, and that bill basically goes a little bit further. But the summation, I don't know if that's a word or not, is it? The summary, anyway, is to authorize the FCC to specify additional sources from which a radio station license must get information to enable the licensee to announce that a foreign government has paid for a broadcast. Remember, the radio stations do not own the signal. They own the call letters, but they don't own the signal. They rent the signal with an annual fee, a license fee, to the federal government. That is, supposedly, I say supposedly because there isn't much anymore that really seems to belong to us, the taxpayer. We don't feel that way. But the fact that the government owns the airwaves and is responsible for what you see on television, that's commercial television, not cable. The government does not own the cable channels. They don't own anything other than regular transmission TV and radio. For example, they don't own Sirius. They have no control over those airwaves. Those belong to the stockholders of Sirius XM. And they can do what they want. They can put any programming. That's how come Howard Stern is there and not on terrestrial radio anymore, because there's no federal control.
A whole lot more, yes.
Right. If that's what you, getting away, I suppose, how you define that. But I'm not concerned about whether there's an FU or something else. I'm concerned about what we're being told by the Chinese and sponsorships as well. Smithfield, the pork product company, buys a lot of radio advertising time. That company belongs to the Chinese government. The Chinese, not the Chinese people, although they call it the People's Republic of China. It's anything but the People's Republic. It's the controlling interests of the Communist Party. So you want Smithfield to be telling you whatever? Now, they tell you that in English because it's an American, the location of the company is here in America, and it's got American workers, but it still is, you know, it's owned by Smithfield. And what they do with their products is something different than what they tell you in advertising or whatever. So do you know, other than me telling you, I've never heard anybody else on the air anywhere talk about Smithfield belonging to the Chinese government. Belonging to the Chinese, or there.
I didn't know until you told me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look it up. You know, there. Ah, that can't be true. Well, it is. And so, anyway, the Identifying Propaganda on Our Airwaves Act is something that we all ought to be behind. You should tell your congressman, I bet there are going to be people in the business that don't like it because they'll lose some money, because some people who are buying time and spewing all kinds of BS or worse than that, they want the money. They don't care what's on the airwaves. I say that's pretty damned un-American. So if you, and you can, you know what I'm talking about. You hear these programs on all the time. And there are some stations that have been bought over the years that were AM stations that were big, big-time stations. That I mean, I just think about KGO in San Francisco. That's not one of these stations, although who knows who's behind sports betting. But they've taken a fabulous radio station and a fabulous signal, and they've corrupted it with, you know, betting and all that kind of stuff, which certainly, I don't know, is that entertaining? I suppose it is to a point, but how far do you go? After you announce the winner of the of yesterday's lottery, and by the way, there is one, was it $484 million, I think, something like that. Anyway, I'm making a point here, and I hope that, am I making it clear? Does it make sense what I've said, Jay?
Yeah, it does. I think you really hit the nail on the head and said so really eloquently, because a lot of people, myself included, don't really know that this is going on to the level that it is, and
yeah,
it's not talked about enough.
No. All right, so I am on the side of the people who want to identify, I want to kind of control I hope the stations that are carrying me, I'm associated with about, I think the count's like 437. Now, 437 stations around the country have something from Doug Stephan on them. And I agree with the various folks. There's a Senator Schatz saying, quote, foreign governments shouldn't be able to hide behind a shell company to fund misinformation and propaganda on American airwaves. By giving the FCC the authority to require disclosure of this foreign propaganda, I think our bipartisan bill will help stop the practice. That's one of the other things that's cool. This is a bipartisan bill. Equal number of Republicans and Democrats are on this. So that tells you that this is pretty important and pretty much a focus. So you ought to be getting to your congressperson and tell him you support Identifying Propaganda on Our Airwaves Act. How about them apples? 18 after the hour.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberries.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Bro.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
I want to talk to you about some foods that support the immune system and nourish the body and the soul. And there isn't hardly anything that is better than meat stock with good fat, good quality salt, crushed garlic, and sauerkraut juice or pickle juice, primarily dill. That's kind of fermented food.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Tuesday, October the 18th. Good day to you. Jay Kirshner and I wish you the best, and so does Kanye West. There's a little poetry there. We wish you the best, and so does Mr. West.
Does well, he, though?
Well... That remains to be heard, and so we'll tell you the latest from the Kanye West shenanigan department. He is a character and a half. People pay attention to him. I think I like talking about him just because he's crazy, but some of the stuff that he does and says kind of fit into something that isn't quite as crazy as we think. He is not everything he does is as crazy as some of the other stuff he does. Now, that may not make any sense. You make up your mind after we tell you what the latest is, and that'll happen right after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. All right, so the billionaire rapper Kanye West, also known as Ye, has agreed to purchase the social media platform Parler. It's not important what it costs, I suppose. What's important is that he's doing that because the folks at Twitter and Instagram have said, you're out of here because he's an anti-Semite.
Well, yeah, they lost his accounts. He's been under fire, I kind of feel like, for years now. And especially there's the domestic situation with how he was coming for Kim Kardashian and her then boyfriend, Pete Davidson, and different things. And now the latest, and he was talking about that he accused rapper Diddy of being controlled by Jewish people. He is currently, it's a question of whether or not George Floyd's family are going to file legal action against him because he said that George Floyd died from fentanyl, not by the hands of a policeman. So there's just a bunch. So he is kind of like, well, fine, Twitter and Instagram have locked me out again. So he is buying into the self-styled, uncancelable, air quotes, platform Parler.
So Parler goes back to 2018, and this has some. This is Trump's thing, isn't it?
No, that's
Trump's
Truth Social. Truth Social, yeah. But this is pretty similar. It's primarily used by quote unquote mainly U.S. conservatives, described as a free speech alternative to mainstream platforms.
Right. So
there's Elon Musk with Twitter.
It looks like there aren't a lot of users here. But it'll be something, you know, again, we're paying attention to it, so a lot of people are going to talk about it one way or the other. That's the story on Kanye at 28 after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Coping with the loss of a pet. One of the most difficult times for a person is dealing with the loss of a loved one. For most people, the term loved one means a human friend or relative. If you're the guardian of a pet, then you realize that the term loved one has a much broader meaning. Everyone will react differently to the loss of a pet, and how your pet died and how old they are also important factors regarding how you're going to react. Grief, confusion, anger, guilt, and depression are all normal and typical reactions. Regarding anger, as with any loss, it's not uncommon for a person suffering the loss of a pet to find someone, something to blame, even if that means blaming themselves. You know, it's very difficult saying goodbye to our best friend because the relationship is so close. A lot of people have family that they can count on, but very often friends and family don't understand the relationship of the pet and the pet guardian, and that often causes confusion and anger. So if you lose a pet and you don't have that support system, check with your local humane society. There are many, many societies now that offer courses and groups for people that lost their pet to get them through that. Bereavement counseling, it works. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China has made a decision to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline than previously thought. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Monday at Stanford University in California. He made the comment shortly after China's leader reiterated his intent to take the island by force if necessary.
The world doesn't organize itself. And for the United States, the choice is this. If we're not playing a part in the organizing, if we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China. And they're, again, probably not in a way that fully reflects our interests and values.
The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
VIP. Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
This is the story of paint. Yes, this radio program has now gone
now
down.
Watch paint dry.
Watch paint dry or listen to it. It's even more interesting when you listen to paint dry. Wowie zowie. This is the story of a stunningly white coat of paint. This is a new paint that has been demonstrated, Jennifer, to reflect 98% of sunlight.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's move ourselves into this next half hour of the Tuesday program on the Good Day Show. Is what's her name? There's Jay Kirshner. You know the old expression, your tongue gets behind your eye teeth and you can't see what you're saying? Have you ever heard that expression?
I've not heard that one. I've heard tongue-tied.
Well, it's probably the same thing. Anyway, so we're into the next focus, which is vulturism. Ah, yes. 70 vultures have been released into Bulgaria to start a wild population. Wow, this is big news, huh?
Good news, yeah.
Two vultures.
60 years ago.
Yeah. Well, is this one of those things we're trying to protect these species? After all, when you look at a vulture and you know what vultures do, why would we want to protect them? By the way, I think we missed out, didn't we? We didn't celebrate World Vulture Day a few weeks ago. That's when this all
I always think of happened. Vultures cleaning up the roads, getting the roadkill off the roads for us.
Those are crows more than anything else. Crows are flying rats. South.
Those turkey kind of vultures. Oh,
really?
Yeah, they are the ones. They're like the cleanup crew for roadkill.
No, really? I didn't know that. I thought vultures were a southwestern thing. They lived, you know, from the old days of the cowboys when the bad guys were shot out in the middle of the desert. The vultures would fly around.
They
and
circle, yeah. They
circle and
dead things. So
pick their bones. Yeah. I wonder who first, where did the word vulture, don't you want to know the etymology of the word vulture?
I am always curious who the first person to name something was and what the reasoning for picking that as the name. I'm sure it comes from some Latin word and the
but they look
all the things.
The part, don't they? It's where a word looks like the being or whatever it is looks just like the word.
Mm-hmm.
They look like vultures. How better to describe what they are? He's a vulture. It looks like a vulture. They have scraggly, they look a little bit like turkeys. They have scraggly necks, but they have really ugly faces and heads. Ugh, man. So I'm not that excited about this, but I suppose somebody might be somewhere, because there are environmentalists everywhere who want to, they want to capture the moments when Phylum Egyptius Monarchus, that's otherwise known as a vulture, among the giants of the European bird world. Everybody's heard about the bird.
Bird is the word.
Don't you know about the bird? I didn't know about this. So you have taught me something with this information you passed along, Jay. They're in the now.
The vultures.
Right, the vultures. So now there are 1,000 pair of vultures, most of them in Spain. So one wonders if they were originally in Europe, how they get here. They didn't fly here. Somebody must have brought them. You know, the vultures can't fly 3,000-4,000 miles over the ocean to get here. I mean, what do they use for food? That doesn't make any sense. Somebody must have brought a pair of vultures here and ruined our country. Damn vultures. All right, so there we go, folks. There's the latest. I know you woke up this morning wanting to know what's going on. And then there's Herschel Walker, who says, yes, that's my check. This guy has got to be the dumbest guy running for office anywhere. He thinks that people believe him just because he's Herschel Walker. And he keeps getting cornered every day. There's another piece of information about this. I don't want to say I wouldn't care if he fessed up. It's something, I'm not a believer in abortion, so the fact that he paid for one, would that keep me, if I were in Georgia and I were voting, I've never seen anything about the current senator that I thought was very exciting or accomplished, or there's nothing about him that excites me, but Herschel Walker excites me less. So I guess if I were there, would I leave it blank? Would I not vote for either of those two candidates? And one wonders when you approach this. We talk about this with regularity now because so few really good candidates, whether it be for local office, for regional office, for national office. The kinds of people, I was thinking about the folks who run here in my local area for state rep, for example. I had a very close friend who was my state rep for a number of years. He passed away a few years ago, had a horrible bout with cancer, and he was replaced by somebody who was smart and good and interested in the things of my farm and stuff here locally. But she wasn't a ball of fire. She was, you know, interested in her career. She was good, and she was attentive. And for that, I was appreciative. Even though I didn't support her, she came around and really looked into what was going on, the issues on the farm, because the farm is an important part of the town, and she took her job seriously. And for that, I was happy until she got nominated for a job and got the job in the Biden administration working in the energy department. So she no longer was really engaged, and now she's got that job. She's in Washington, and yada, yada. Okay, she'll do a good job at the job that she's at now as a bureaucrat, but still, toward the end, she wasn't really engaged. Then I have another local rep, a state rep, who is very engaged, former minister, a guy who is I told him I didn't like some of the stuff he does, and we had a falling out for a while, and now we're fine, because I appreciate the fact that he's attending to the things that are important. There are a lot of things that he's way too liberal on for me, but generally speaking, he's representing. When I ask him about something, he comes up with the answer. If I have a problem, he fixes it. So what are the reps supposed to do? They may not always be your cup of tea, but if they act in your behalf or in your best interest or the best interest of a community or whatever, then they're good. I can't even begin to imagine what Herschel Walker will bring to that job if he gets elected. He just has nothing.
Well, and there's already been so many changes of his story. Like, he'll do one thing and then comes back and does another thing. So clearly he's not very honest, regardless of what the topic is. So
no.
When that person, even if it's not Herschel Walker, anybody, when the person like this gets into office, what other lies are they going to go back on?
Right. And then there's the Ohio Senate race. We have, you probably are following this because you're living in Cleveland and you'll be voting there. Representative Tim Ryan, who's running against J.D. Vance in the Ohio Senate debate. They had their second one last night, and all they did was yell and scream at each other, and they went more, one went more extreme. It was like the measure, the yardstick was, how extreme can you be?
Mm-hmm. Who can outdo the other?
Yeah, who can outdo the other in being an idiot or a jerk?
And then the message always gets lost. It's that whole thing of raise your argument, not your voice.
Yeah, right. And why can't you be civil? I don't want somebody representing me who yells and screams all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and all these people that are always yelling and screaming about stuff. That's not the way to functionally get things done. There are a lot of radio talk hosts who yell and scream all the time. I don't think they get the job done. I get passionate, and my tone may change a little bit, but I'm not here screeching at the top of my lungs, even though you can tell when I'm emphatically either for or against something or concerned about something.
Excuse me, that's a really good point. No, that's a really good point. There is a big difference between being passionate about a topic and just being irate.
Yeah. And by the way, Walker did say, that's my check. The $700 check that paid for that's mine.
But never knew what it was for. Because we all write checks to people and we don't know what they're for.
Exactly. Yeah, come on. You must think everybody is as dumb as he is. Oy. Okay, today marks the first day that you can purchase over-the-counter hearing aids. If you're over 18, you have a mild to moderate hearing loss. This new law, which was passed, that went into effect yesterday, allows high-quality hearing aids to be purchased at pharmacies and retail stores without a prescription. This is good. There are lots of people who have lots of problems. I have a fellow that works for me on the farm. He's almost deaf. He can really not hear anything on one side. And I bought him some hearing aids a couple of years ago, and he didn't want to use them because they weren't set right. You know, there were some people that will tell you, hearing aids, you put a hearing aid in and it modifies the noise, like a truck going by or something else. It brings in, it exaggerates some of the sound, so then you don't want to use them. But I think these would be good. There are a lot of people. The estimation I saw was there were like 38 million Americans over the age of 18 that have some kind of hearing loss.
Uh-huh. And it seems like it's getting younger. A lot of people, I think, are embarrassed to go get hearing aids because they think it's a quote-unquote old people problem or like,
yes,
it means you're old, and that is so not the case anymore.
No.
But have you ever hugged somebody who's wearing a hearing aid and it's not calibrated right, it's not set properly, and you hear a high-pitched squeal, and it's like the hearing aid's not even in my ear, and I hear that high-pitched squeal.
So you must have had that experience.
I've hugged people before who have hearing aids where it's just not set right, and it is a high-pitched squeal. And it's not that I'm wearing earrings. I just got close to their hearing aid to hug them, and it is so shrill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, listen. It's something that I think is far... these are the sorts of things everybody ought to be able to make up their own mind, his or her mind. And the hearing aids are less expensive. Buying them over the counter, you get a prescription, it's $1,000 per ear. And they aren't covered by insurance usually, which is an outrage. And Medicare, what the hell's more important than being able to hear what's going on? I mean, it's for safety's sake. That's what I worry about with my guy on the farm. If he doesn't hear something, and, you know, there's a tractor or something around him that he's not aware of, that's not good. That's not safe. It's bad. So you got to be able to hear things. All right, so that's good. I think that's good news. Education Department launching its online student loan forgiveness application yesterday. They tested a beta version, Jay, over the weekend. 8 million borrowers have submitted an application since this thing went online on Friday. The official release, this is, remember last month, was it last month he announced, Joe Biden said, this is the executive act. He didn't get approval from Congress. He just said, okay, I'm going to set this money aside, canceling $10,000 of debt for people who make less than $125,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were in during the pandemic, if you got Pell Grants or whatever, $20,000 they'll forgive. So the form is available for a year, asks you to give them, you know, your date of birth and Social Security number and all that stuff. Anyway, I think this is, I'm not for this particularly, but it's interesting to know that there are 8 million people that have already applied for it. So that tells you something. 48 after the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you.
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's farm food and family time from the news desk. Today's recall. Oh, yes, we have the recall of the day. I have to look too hard to find these. There's usually more than one. But today, we celebrate Abbott. The Abbott Nutrition has a factory, EIEIO, in Sturgis, Michigan, that has issued a recall covering certain powdered Simulac. The formulas that were first produced, it says on the label on February 17th, infants getting sick. Matter of fact, two babies have died. There'll be a big lawsuit on this puppy, you can be sure of that. And back again to the question that came up when the shortage first began. How come only one company is making, this is the government allowing Abbott to buy up all the other people's companies who were making formula, and they put it all, this is like Walmart, Target, CVS. If you have bought this in any store, but those are the ones that are cited here.
The ready-to-feed liquids, they're already little mini pre-made bottles, and those are great, but the Similac cannot catch a break.
Right. Well, they don't deserve a break. They run a crap company. and they're doing a lousy job because there's no competition. This happens every single time, no matter what the business. If you leave it to one company to control the business, they will, human nature being what it is, they'll take all the shortcuts, they'll do it cheaper so they can make more money. And that's what you've got here. So anybody who's got Similac, look at it. I would be bringing it back. So then you say, well, what do I replace it with? I don't have an answer to that. I wish I did, but I don't. So at any rate, there are different, I guess there are different formulas, right, of Similac?
There's so many different ones with different needs. I know, what's the other one, Similac's competitor, Enfamil.
I
don't believe that they are owned by Abbott. I could be wrong.
They are not.
But there are some other alternatives.
Yeah, Enfamil. Go get that. And bring the damn bottles of whatever you have of Similac, bring it back. Get your money back. Don't do what they say. Throw them away. No. That gets them off the hook. You bring them back and get your money back. That's what one of the things that drives me nuts about this. All right, the story of the humble potato after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. Auto Trader recently published 5 reasons electric cars are best in 2023, and then released 5 reasons gasoline-powered cars are best in 2023. So what's really the best? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, is here to sort it out for us.
Let's start with gasoline-powered cars. Gas is easy to get, and if I'm looking for something new, maybe I'll ease into electric with a plug-in hybrid. Also, electric might not be as green as we think thanks to rare earth minerals, solar arrays, and wind farms. And lastly, many EV charging times are much longer than advertised.
And what about electric vehicles?
Well, to start, EVs cost little to operate and they're fun to drive, so don't hate them until you've tried one. Some say charging stations are scarce, but you can charge up at home, and you can't do that with gasoline. Finally, most of us will be driving electric cars at some point, and it may be better for some parts of the environment overall.
To decide which is best for you, visit autotrader.com.
All right, so here's the story of the... I love potatoes. Do you like potatoes? Mashed potatoes?
Baked potatoes? In any way, shape, or form, I am here for it.
So potatoes contain a natural antibiotic that destroys harmful bacteria, and the fact that this has been discovered, apparently it's the key to beating hospital superbugs. Wow, this is pretty interesting. There's a compound in it that I can't pronounce, which combats a host of fungi that wreak havoc on crops. They've been experimenting with this particular whatever the compound is, which causes this eliminates dangerous infections like thrush in women. What's thrush? I don't know what thrush is.
It's like a kind of like a yeast infection thingy.
Oh,
it can be in the mouth.
Got it.
Infants
okay.
get it. Yeah. Breastfed.
Okay. So
a lot of people were getting thrush infections with mask wearing if they weren't using new masks a lot, and they were using the mask too many times. A lot of adults had thrush in their mouth.
Eat a lot of potatoes. That's what I'm going to suggest here. That's what this sort of shows me. Eat a lot of potatoes. Yum, yum. It's 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.